your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at Summerfest, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Thank you for joining me for What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. 2 hours of tales and tastes of Summerfest, plus tips how to make the most of these next 2 weekends of the big gig. I am so happy to be here. This is truly my happy place, not just because I'm a massive music fan, but this is really Milwaukee at its finest, being able to be on the lakefront. Lots of jeans, few long sleeve shirts. It is not cold, but I would be prepared if you want to come down, maybe grab a sweater or a hoodie or a sweatshirt, and I would say come down and enjoy this beautiful weather and stroll around. You'll bump into an old friend. You'll enjoy some flavors. I'm going to take you through some of the flavors of the festival, share some music picks for the weekend, and spotlight tonight's American Family Insurance Amphitheater headliner, Ed Sheeran, with the song you need to hear. And at 7 o'clock, I'm excited to introduce you to Music 6S founder Patrick Nettesheim. It's an organization that makes sure that instruments get into hands of first responders as a way to unwind, as a way to cope with some of the intense stress that first responders have in their lives. That's what Music 6S is all about. And one of the volunteers, who's also a veteran and member of the band The Weary World, that will be performing here at Summerfest, you will meet band member Scott Kaveco. I think I'm saying his name right. We'll find out officially. But they're going to share how Music 6S is bringing musical instruments and instruction to first responders and veterans, and what they are doing here on site at Summerfest, and why these Summerfest performances mean so much. Plus, we're going to hear from another Summerfest performer, actor Hank Azaria from The Simpsons. That Hank Azaria, the guy who does all those voices, he is going to preview his Summerfest performance. He's going to be here Saturday with his Bruce Springsteen tribute band. So music, food, Milwaukee energy here on the lakefront, all from Summerfest live. I am Sandy Max on What's on Tap, and I am looking for, here it is, fresh news. If you're watching on the YouTube live stream, my little email printout, I have Bob Uecker mural news. We all get to officially celebrate the completion of the new Bob Uecker mural. And you're saying, wait a minute, there's a new Bob Uecker mural? Oh, it is 10 stories tall in downtown Milwaukee. I've been following this story with artist Mauricio Ramirez since mid-May when it started. The mural is finished except for one thing, Mauricio's signature on the bottom of the mural. And that is going to happen on Tuesday. Everybody is invited to the tailgate-themed party to celebrate the completion of the Bob Uecker mural. It is Tuesday. I would say take a long lunch. This is going to be a great celebration. It's going to be right underneath the mural. And you're saying, okay, stop it. You're telling me about it. Well, we're also showing it to you on the WTMJ YouTube live stream. If you text the word watch, W-A-T-C-H, text the word watch to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Text the word watch and you will see this magnificent mural. It's called Mr. Baseball, and it is 80 feet wide, 100 feet tall, and it shows you Bob Uecker in his happy place. As much as Summerfest is my happy place, you know Uke's happy place was in that broadcast booth for the Brewers for 54 seasons doing his play-by-play. And it is on the corner of Mason and Jackson, so just a block east of the Pfister Hotel, right across from Ward's House of Prime, if you know where that steakhouse is, and just west of Cathedral Square. So right there, it is on the north side of the Wind Trust Financial Center. And who do we have to thank for this massive masterpiece of Bob Uecker? Wind Trust Financial Center, with support from the Westin Milwaukee We Energies Foundation, Milwaukee Downtown Bid 21, and Visit Milwaukee. They all got together and commissioned Mauricio Ramirez to create this Bob Uecker mural. So are you like, okay, I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to celebrate. Tuesday at 11:30, get to that parking lot on the north side of the Wind Trust building, right underneath Uke's mural. The first 500 people there who were of drinking age are going to be distributing cans of Miller Lite to raise a toast to the Bob Uecker mural. And there will be a program at at noon. Lane Grindle, Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster, will be starting that presentation. There will be speakers, and then hold on to your Miller Lite can, because at 12:30 will be the official celebratory toast, and then 5 minutes later, Mauricio Ramirez will get to officially sign the mural. And you know who else will be there? Some of my very favorites. As a former Milwaukee Brewers in-game host, Barrel Man will be there. Bernie Brewer will be there. Of course, the famous Racing Sausages will be there. The Milwaukee Brewers dance crew and the street team, DJ James. So it will be a really fun party and a really great way to celebrate the completion of this Euchre mural, which is going to be, man, is it going to be an attraction. I've been following the story, as you know, and you can catch up on the podcast on What's on Tap, that following Mauricio Ramirez to find out the process. How do you create a 10-story tall mural, and his inspiration and his process? So it's been fun to follow along, and I even got to roll some paint on it myself. So I'm a teeny tiny bit of the Bob Euchre mural. And Mauricio is also the fella who, his other mural is getting a lot of attention. His mural just around the corner at 600 East Wisconsin. Yes, Mauricio Ramirez created the photorealistic mural that is 3 stories tall of Giannis Antetokounmpo, where there is a small tribute there. So Mauricio has certainly beautified our city with some true sports icons. So again, circle your calendar for Tuesday at 11:30 underneath the Bob Euchre mural. I hate to say it, but there is a rain date. So if for some reason the weather isn't good next Tuesday, we'll do it on Wednesday. So thanks again to everybody pulling together to make this beautiful public art that's really going to put smiles on people's faces. Because I lost my train of thought, because here I am watching people walk by on the lakefront. I was going to say that following this story since mid-May and talking to Mauricio, people have been cheering him on every step of the way as the mural has come together. So it's really already bringing the positive vibes. So now you know what to do on Tuesday. Next, I'm going to tempt your taste buds with some new flavors at Summerfest. Stay with us here on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
Type to walk around with matching shirts, a relationship is effort. I will match your work. I want to be the one to make you happiest and hurts you the most. They say the end is near. It's important that we're close to the most high, regardless of what happened.
And he's a great rapper from Chicago. Common is here on stage tonight at Summerfest. Common is on the Bebo Pavilion at 9 o'clock tonight. Lots of thoughtful lyrics in Common's rap. And I am Sandy Max, live at Summerfest, broadcasting live inside the Pella Windows and Doors trailer here. I'm very happy to be here and watching people walk by. Here's a fella with fried egg shorts who is, thank you very much, kind sir, who has just handed me a teeny tiny bunny charm. People are full of kindness. You never know what to expect at Summerfest. And then you'd see people strolling by with cans of Miller Lite and Lineys, and that is what you can expect. But we have lots of food and beverage choices this year. Summerfest kicked out the jams. They elevated their food and beverage game. More than 100 new food and beverage items across the grounds. And the biggest trends this year, I love that we're leaning into our identity for our local population, but also people who are visiting Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. The biggest trends, Wisconsin Supper Club flavors, loaded hot dogs and burgers, sweet and frozen desserts, and these are very trendy, dirty sodas. It's fun to say, but they're really not very naughty. It's basically what used to be a fountain drink, really. It's a soft drink, and then you put in other flavors and syrups and maybe some foams and that kind of thing. Some very colorful specialty drinks, which are just fun to walk around and sip on. And there are actually more non-alcoholic beverage options, which is great if you're trying to pace yourself all day, you know? And the Wisconsin Table is one of the biggest new food stories. It's at the North Gate. And get this, the Wisconsin Table is serving up truly supper club culture with traditional fish fry, mini cream puffs, Wisconsin pretzel charcuterie. Yeah, they got brandy old fashions of Bloody Marys and grasshopper and brandy Alexander shakes, but they have hot ham and rolls at the Wisconsin Table. And what's getting the best reviews is a burger called the Loaded Bloody Mary Burger. It's a bacon cheeseburger that has like Bloody Mary style garnishes on it. You know, think olives and that kind of thing. I think a Loaded Bloody Mary burger would definitely go well with a beer chaser, right? But this, like I said, I think it's great for people to experience and enjoy our Wisconsin culture. And on that Wisconsin theme, Cousin Subs is serving up a supper club steak as a new offering at Summerfest. Steak, sauteed mushrooms, provolone, crispy onions, and A1 steak sauce, which I think is a condiment that sometimes gets neglected. selected. So that's what Cousins is serving up. And if you like to go handheld, Wild Dog is one of the new vendors to know. Your usual, your foot-long hot dog, maybe your chili cheese dog, Chicago dog, Italian stallion. They've also got fried pickles and cheese curds at Wild Dog. And the shareable snacks, because, you know, sometimes you just kind of want to graze instead of sitting down at a picnic table and having a whole meal. One of the newest snacks that's getting rave reviews is Bang Bang Broccoli from Walk and Roll. It's got the Thai sweet chili sauce and sesame seeds. Also, I am not a ranch dressing fan, but I know people are. Keep your eye out for deep-fried ranch bites from Famous Dave's. If we're together, those will be all yours, but they do sound like fun to try. As far as sweet treats, the newest dessert that's getting rave reviews is a frozen Dubai cheesecake. That's from Ultimate Confections, and there are so many new drinks and mocktails and cocktails and spiked shakes. There's a blue Hawaiian mocktail that I'm curious about, but really, I was telling you about these sodas. Dirty sodas really are for the win. And I like that it's a non-alcoholic way to enjoy the day and have flavor and pace yourself. Drips by Pepsi is on the lakefront here, and you can get all sorts of handcrafted beverages. You got the mix, you got boba, cold foam garnishes. One of the offerings is a Mountain Dew Spicy Smash. It has that tahini seasoning in it. What does sound good to me is a Mountain Dew, I don't always drink a Mountain Dew, but a Mountain Dew Chill Dill. Cucumber basil and a dill pickle spear. Interesting. And the starry berry basil. So like you're not just getting your regular cola or orange drink. You have a lot of opportunities to explore flavors. There's also a shark attack. That's at Fazio's Popping Bubbles. They've got some creamy and fizzy concoctions. The shark attack has little shark candy in it. Also the cherry bomb and butterbeer for you Harry Potter fans. Also really cool, Discourse Coffee is a really great locally owned coffee shop that is very creative with their ingredients. And they've got crafted lattes and espresso drinks here. And there's also a sober lounge, an NA lounge. It's right near the south gate of the entrance. So you can really express yourself and explore the flavors of beverages of all kinds at Summerfest. And one more thing to tell you about on the beverage front, deals, happy hour. Summerfest has a happy hour every day between 4 and 5. You can find select Molson Coors products, including Miller Lite and High Life, for $6 between 4 and 5 to help stretch your dollar. And you can enjoy all these flavors. So I hope that has helped you, because you know I always like to cover what's happening musically. I know you also have to sustain yourself and eat and drink while you're here. So hopefully some of those new flavors tempted you. And if they didn't, you've always got the Saz's sampler platter. You've always got Major Goolsby's. You have many traditional things to look forward to as well. More tips and free admission deals as we continue to broadcast live from Summerfest on this beautiful Thursday evening. As Bob Uecker used to say, there's still room for you. I invite you to come down to Summerfest, and we will be back shortly here on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Wow, another icon to see tonight. She is Kim Gordon, one of the founding members of Sonic Youth. She is headlining the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard Stage at 10 o'clock tonight for that experimental cool rock. I am Sandy Max, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone here at Summerfest on a beautiful evening. If you've been thinking of coming down, it's not too hot to eat or drink or sip. It is happy vibes, lots of smiles, great time to stroll around. And you've got it on What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And what is in store for this second weekend of Summerfest? Well, you know, always lots of music. And you can check out, we have a Summerfest section at WTMJ.com. And the Summerfest app is very handy. And for tonight's music, you have all sorts of good selections. You just heard Kim Gordon for the alternative rock, Ed Sheeran headlining on the amphitheater stage, Common with Rap on the BMO Pavilion stage at 9 o'clock. Kaleo is an Icelandic band bringing their style of rock to the Miller Lite stage at 10:30 tonight. And Tucker Wetmore, country music on the T-Mobile stage, Hailstorm rocking the U-Line stage tonight, and Subtronics is electronic music, that deep bass music that is one of the buzziest bands of Summerfest this year. Subtronics on the Generac stage at 9:30. And if you're like, well, I can't make it tonight, you do paint a pretty picture, Sandy. I would love to be there strolling and smiling with everyone else that you're seeing on the lakefront path, but I can't be there tonight. How about tomorrow? Tomorrow, bring the family. It is Shore West Children's Fest Day. Free admission for everyone tomorrow, noon until 3. Great, great day for families who want a Summerfest, maybe in the daytime, because you never really outgrow being a music fan, but you do have to be a good parent. So maybe come hang out tomorrow during the day. And there's a Shore West Map of Fun scavenger hunt. All sorts of good fun at the Northwestern Mutual Community Park. Was a colorful, really thoughtful park. Even the ground is spongy. It's like, oh, we didn't have this when I was a kid. I was scraping my knees on the playground. This is a really colorful, fun, music-themed playground. And one of the best-rated entertainment is called the Q Brothers. They perform and host an interactive workshop where kids can actually create and perform an original song right here at Summerfest. So they also officially call this the Lil Gig over by the Northwestern Mutual Community Park. So if that sounds good to you, tomorrow, Children's Fest Day, free admission until 3 o'clock. And then you've also got the cool art installations. The Radiant Echoes is this year's Fuzz Pop Workshop art installation, right behind the T-Mobile stage and on the other side of the U-Line stage, right in between there. And it's these big stone heads that are on their side, and then two stories tall of these discs that look like flowers and flora, but are really reminiscent of Chihuly glass. They're very fascinating to see during the day, and then at night, they're even more interesting because they light up and it has sounds and mist that comes out. So that is Radiant Echoes by Fuzz Pop Workshop. And our favorite woodworking artist, Ike Winter, he just stopped by to say hi. He is here again tonight because every day of Summerfest, you can see Ike and his mosaics. He is doing pop-up art where he brings his wooden cart full of what looks like mismatched wood, but within about 25 minutes, he assembles all these pieces of reclaimed wood that he has cut into all these non-geometric shapes. They're all different weird shapes, and he manages to make them into a mosaic, and you can watch him do it, and he's one of the nicest people you will ever meet. So see art in action here at Summerfest. I am Sandy Max, excited to be broadcasting live at Summerfest. We have more tips and hacks for you to make the most of Summerfest, so stay with me. And right now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Elizabeth Lintonen.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Beautiful and sweet. Welcome back to What's on Tap, broadcasting live from Summerfest inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. That is the voice of Ed Sheeran headlining on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater tonight. Pop megastar. The last time he performed here was 2015, and it was right here at Summerfest at the amphitheater. And then a gal just walked by and was very excited to show me her Hailstorm shirt. Hailstorm headlining tonight on the U-Line Warehouse stage. Lizzie of Hailstorm, man, she just absolutely rocks. So I love that it's such a wide variety of music that you can walk by and discover. And we have musicians walking by right now with guitars on their backs and cowboy hats on and a beret. So and you're just going to see expression and styles of all kinds and lots of smiles. So maybe you're coming to Summerfest this weekend, but you're still wondering what else is there to do around Milwaukee? Oh, lots. Thursdays at 9:40, I join Wisconsin's Morning News, Vince Vitrano and Eric Bilstad, with suggestions for making the most of your Wisconsin weekend. We call it the weekend trend, and enjoy today's conversation that includes strawberries, cycling, and a parade celebrating America's 250th. Give a listen to the weekend trend.
Sandy Max in studio with us tonight at Summerfest.
I'm excited. It's my happy place. Second weekend, and tonight Ed Sheeran is the headliner. Tomorrow, you got country music with Cody Johnson on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. And Saturday, a lot of people looking forward to Post Malone.
So yeah, that's a huge show.
Yeah, yeah. Second weekend of Summerfest. We have a whole Summerfest section on WTMJ.com. There are other things. You can celebrate strawberries. It is the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival Saturday and Sunday in downtown. And, you know, I mean, if you can think of it, it's probably got strawberries in it. Strawberry pancake breakfast on sundae, which I think is just absolutely charming, and fresh strawberry, strawberry shortcake and crepe, strawberry wine. You name it, they've got it. Five stages of live music, live typewriter poems. This is one of the most unique celebrations in Cedarburg. Mm. And they also have the rubber duck races in Cedar Creek. You can win cash prizes with those. And it all benefits Habitat for Humanity, Ozaki. And they have baby kangaroos at the petting zoo. That's now in Cedarburg.
Little Joeys.
Or they'll adopt them, and then we'll hear about them in the news
That's
later.
Right.
Xaverian Mission Festival in Franklin is Saturday and Sunday. Not only those great community events. You can get the spaghetti and meatballs dinner on Saturday, but live music. You got Five Card Studs and the Whiskey Bells who will be there. Lots of fun. And then I love this. The third annual Juneteenth Gospel Fest in Glendale is Saturday at 2. A full afternoon of gospel performances and really just stretching out that vibe of Juneteenth and that celebration. And there's more music to enjoy. I'm charmed by this. The children's concert, The Carnival of the Animals. I don't know if there's an ode to a kangaroo or not in this, but it's at Villa Terrace Museum on Sunday from 11 till noon. Absolutely charming. Features members of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, and the performance will be narrated so kids and families understand the music behind each animal-inspired piece. And kids are encouraged to bring stuffed animals and participate by singing and moving along. So I just find that a really charming way to spend your Sunday morning. But, you know, we've been talking about the end of an era with Giannis Antetokounmpo. End of an era for the Bucks. End of an era for jazz fans. The Estate on the East Side, one of those renowned little clubs where jazz has been played for years. Well, John Dye, the guy behind Von Trier, At Random, and Bryant's, he has made a go of it, but is just not able to keep the Jazz Estate going. So Sunday is the Big Hoopla Open Jam for free at 7:30. It's called Estate Farewell Party and Open Jam. Everyone, all at once. it's a postage stamp size stage, but I got to think there's going to be some really great musicians there. So no cover, but say goodbye to one of our really treasured spaces, and hopefully someone will come along and go, you know what? Let's kick this in again and see if we can revive the estate. We have a new art hub that's opening called the Art Emporium in Brown Deer. That opens Friday night, a grand opening. And then if you like more music, speaking of jazz, Out the Box is a band that's going to be playing at Gallery 218 in the Third Ward for Celebrating Our Pride. Free live jazz, that is Saturday from 6 till 9. Light refreshments, complimentary mocktails, nice place to socialize. And then another event that I love, if you love the green spaces, Linden Sculpture Garden is a gorgeous place to go. It's the 55th annual Bonsai Society 55th annual exhibit at the Linden Sculpture Garden. And you can see over 40 of these living sculptures. These are those tiny trees, and they are growing. They are alive. And
they look like they're hundreds of years old.
And it takes such patience and precision. So you'll meet these people. But this is also where the judging happens. And there's a great pride in the Milwaukee bonsai culture, because I interviewed two of the fellows, Rick Walters and Eric Bromser. They were in with me on What's on Tap, and they were truly giving each other grief, like, yeah, tell them about the medal that you won. And he's like, he's bringing that up because I came in second place to him.
Uh-huh.
So they're really, so and they love to share and give you tips if you're inspired to start. So I really can highly recommend it. And Linden Sculpture Garden is absolutely free. It's
Look at that weed you
Sunday.
Got over there, buddy. I don't remember.
Hey, tell me the area that I'm supposed to avoid because it's the World Naked Bike Ride. So just tell me what neighborhood I should not find myself in on Saturday.
Well, because it is the Naked Bike Ride, they keep the route
that
a bit secret. So that way, but
go past your house.
But it will. The gathering starts at noon in Walker's Point on 5th Street. There's an art studio called Magic Box and Brothers Art Studio. So the gathering starts at noon with body painting, live music, and the gathering, and then the ride itself will start at 4 o'clock. And it is clothing optional. It is as bare as you dare.
Why we're naked?
Because
for the ride?
It's a peaceful protest.
Okay, what are we protesting?
We're protesting, you know,
clothes?
Let's be body positive. Let's be environmentally conscious.
Have you done it?
I have not. I don't have the. I wonder if I would if I wasn't, like, known. Like, hey, there goes the chick from Milwaukee PBS.
Right, okay,
you know,
yeah.
Like, oh, hey, there's WTMJ Sandy Max.
Buck naked.
And flabby. You know, like, this is not. But you know what I mean? It's like, I just went on a vacation at the beach recently, and I was like, wow, we are all shapes and sizes. Rock on. And we are all different levels of self-esteem. While I've got the whole, like, cover-up, and then some other people are, like, thonging it and out there, and nobody care.
No problem with you being proud of your body.
Exactly.
No problem with that. Just why do we have to be naked on the bike?
Well, but
around the city,
we can investigate even more. But it is, but honestly, it promotes body positivity, cyclist awareness, because you'll be much more aware of the bicyclists who are coming up in that bike lane, and energy independence. That is what we're saying.
Look away, children.
If you'd rather go for speed, drag racing, and not drag queens, this is Drags 300 MKE Street Racing at Milwaukee Mile on Friday afternoon, and this is, you know, we're going. It's two cars side by side going as fast as they can for about 300 feet, about the length of a football field. But this is everything from front wheel drive, cars, trucks, electric vehicles, SUVs.
Nice.
I think this is just a cornucopia of cars that are going to be drag racing, which is fun. And America's 250th, getting a start on it in Kenosha on Sunday, the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade. This is really a good parade. It's got about 20 floats. There are three new floats. One of them is a living memorial tribute to the United States Marine flag raising atop Mount Suribachi on the island of Iwo Jima during World War II. There's a Vietnam Women's Living Memorial, and they will honor Kenosha's 2025 Hometown Hero of the Year and the Kenosha County Veteran of the Year 2026. And there are awards for the floats as well. So that is Sunday at 1 as we start our celebrations for America's 250th.
Nice. Thank you, Sandy.
Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano of Wisconsin's Morning News. And next, taking more of your Summerfest tips on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. What are some of your suggestions for squeezing out the most fun at Summerfest? I'm interested to know. One of my tips is bring a koozie. Yeah, they sell them here, but it's if you've got it right there in your pocket, you are ready to go with your chilled beverage. So share your tips on the WTMJ Siding Unlimited talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We'll be checking in on those for the rest of the show here on What's on Tap. And stay with me live at Summerfest. We'll find out who's on stage this weekend at the big gig.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
The sounds of Summerfest. I'm Sandy Max, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio, here till 8. Love to see you if you want to stop by. And that is the sound of PD USA headlining tomorrow night on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard stage. And producer Isaac Marquardt back at the WTMJ studio, helping keeping all the technology going. This is the one performer you have really been looking forward to seeing.
Yes, I've been saying for years and years that PD is the perfect Summerfest band, and they finally got him, so I'm very excited to see him tomorrow.
Tell me about PD USA for those who aren't familiar with him.
I think he is just very good at writing music that speaks to me, and I guess speaks to what it's like to be a guy who has feelings. A couple of years ago, there was kind of an argument going around on Twitter about who is Taylor Swift for boys. I think there's a very solid argument to be made that Petey is that guy.
And Petey's from Michigan, isn't he?
He is originally from Michigan, then Chicago, and now he's out in L.A. But he's a big Midwestern guy. When I saw him in Madison, he mentioned coming up to Madison to party when he was in college. So he's been all over.
Well, we can welcome Petey officially to Summerfest tomorrow night. His show is at 10 o'clock on the Briggs & Stratton Big Backyard stage. And look for Isaac Marquardt there.
Indeed.
And Isaac, you are pushing the buttons. Can you share some Subtronics music with us tonight at 9:30 on the Generac Power stage? Oh, I'm already doing my little robot dance. I am very curious. I'm sticking around tonight because Subtronics is the artist, is the act that the Summerfest leadership told me during the Summerfest soundcheck show that, like, hey, we think this is going to be one of the best shows of Summerfest. So as you heard, that's that really modern bass music. One of my favorite things is that Subtronics fans are known as the Cyclops Army. Not to be confused with the Kiss Army when Gene Simmons' band performs next weekend here at Summerfest, but I think it's going to be one of those shows where I'm going to feel the bass rumbling even though I'm standing in the back at the Generac Power Stage. So Subtronics tonight at 9:30 if you're curious. And I think one of the most curious celebrity sightings at Summerfest is going to happen Saturday afternoon. It's going to sound like Bruce Springsteen. It's going to sound like this.
Prove it all night, prove it all night.
but it's going to be a guy you know from The Simpsons. That is actually Hank Azaria, who does dozens of voices of characters of The Simpsons, and he is going to be here at 5:30 on the U-Line stage Saturday, performing with his Bruce Springsteen tribute band that Bruce Springsteen even said, y'all do a good job. So you'll be able to hear that and see that on stage Saturday afternoon and stay here just after 7:30. Hank Azaria, you will hear from him right here on What's on Tap, and with a preview of his show and how he even got this Easy Street Band started. But speaking of music, Ed Sheeran back at Summerfest tonight headlining. It's going to be a great show. The song you need to hear, one of Ed Sheeran's hits, next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
Excitement for Ed Sheeran. He is here in Milwaukee right now, getting ready in about an hour and a half to headline on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage for his second time at Summerfest. Last time was in 2015 for that sold-out show. The song you need to hear is definitely one he will play on stage tonight, looping his guitar and getting us all to sing along. A number one hit in 2017, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran is the song you need to hear on What's on Tap. Like girl,
you know I want your love. Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at Summerfest, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Hello, and welcome to Where the Action Is. It is the world's largest music festival, legitimately, and this is the second weekend. It is wonderful to see people strolling around. I would say layer up, bring your maybe your sweatshirt or long sleeve t-shirt, maybe wear jeans. There is a bit of a fog rolling in, but it's not a depressive fog because there's a beautiful sun at the same time. So, we like to experience all the seasons at once here in Wisconsin. So this is one of those days where it's a little cool, but I'm delighted to tell you there is no rain in the forecast this evening. So if you're thinking about coming and soaking up the great outdoors and some great sounds, this is the place to be. And in this next hour, you're going to hear from some of the performers at Summerfest this weekend, including actor and voice of dozens of characters on The Simpsons, Hank Azaria, who will be on stage Saturday afternoon with his Bruce Springsteen tribute band. Hear Hank Azaria previewing his show and explaining why in the world he even started a Springsteen tribute band. So hang out for the Hank interview, and right now, meet a couple of local musicians who are making a difference. I am so pleased to meet each of you. First, introduce yourself.
My name is Scott Speckle with Music Success.
And can we hear Scott? Okay, perfect. Isaac back at the studio says yes. My headset is funny. So, Scott, I'm delighted that you are here, and introduce yourself.
Patrick Nettesheim, founder of Guitars for Vets originally, and now of Music Success.
And the two of you are making all sorts of great sounds and making a big difference, especially for first responders and veterans, with the power of music. But before we get into the mission and those great stories, Scott, you're going to be on stage at Summerfest.
That's right, yes.
Tell us about your band.
Well, my band is The Weary World. Back a bunch of years ago, I first started playing guitar when I was in my about my mid-40s, so I didn't start to play when I was a kid like most people do. I started in my mid-40s with guys I went to high school with. Myself, Scott Speckle, our drummer Bill Walburn, and our bass player Scott Moore got together and started just playing around. I was first learning, so I knew my chords, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so I could play basic songs, and we started getting together and just playing. And after a while, I came up with a few song ideas, and my bandmates figured it out, and we started to just play and realize, you know, for us to learn music that already exists was more difficult than to write our own material. So we started to write our own material, and
that's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. What is it about your own melodies and lyrics and thoughts that made it easier than copying a Led Zeppelin song?
Right. You can remember it better. When I wrote it, you play it dozens of times just to get your own riff down and how the lyrics flow over that. So when I did that, I realized it's easier for me as a learner, as a beginner back then, to play these songs. So writing became more easier task than playing what's called cover material. So we were off and running once we started writing our own songs.
Cool. And we'll hear some of those on stage?
Yeah, the performances we're going to be doing this weekend are all original music.
Cool. And tell us when The Weary World will be on stage at Summerfest. We have two chances to see you.
That's right. So we will be there tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Whammy with Music 6S Artist Alley stage.
And where is that? That's near, on the south side?
Yeah, it's near the Ferris wheel. If you're at the Ferris wheel, you are in the right place.
And you will hear it. And then you're going to be on the Generac stage.
Yeah, so at 1 o'clock on Saturday, we will be playing at the Generac stage. We very much look forward to it. Our veterans get in free that day. So we look forward to playing in front of an audience of veterans, first responders, police, firefighters, you know, people who have what we like to call PTSD-inducing jobs. So we'll be playing our set there as well on the Generac stage.
What kind of music do you describe The Weary World as?
We've had a hard time putting our music into any kind of a neat box. I call it folk music.
Yeah?
That's what I think it is. But we have a lot. Our lead guitar player, Larry Barker, you know, he's a pretty known Waukesha blues guitar player, and he puts a lot of blues over what we do. So I consider it blues, mix of blues, rock, and folk music.
I have so many more questions, mm-hmm. but I love that you're going to be playing real original music that is truly coming out of you and that is a collaboration with you and your fellow musicians.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we come out. We have two CDs that are out there. Our first one is called So Shines, and the last one we recorded it right before COVID hit. So we didn't really get to release it in the manner that we wanted to. So our second CD is called Middle of the Night.
And Scott, before we go to a quick break and come back and talk even more about music success and the impact that it's making, you are a veteran. Tell me where and when you served.
So I served in 2003 through 2004. I was part of a unit called the 452nd Combat Support Hospital based right here in Milwaukee. And in 2003, we got called up to go to, at the time it was Operation Iraqi Freedom, or OIF. We ended up at Fort McCoy, 550 of us, but really 130 of us actually ended up in Afghanistan supporting Operation Enduring Freedom. So that was a year in the combat zone. It was a lot of stress, but we were all professionals, all of us doctors, nurses, various medical staff, and even logistical and support staff were there, and it was quite a year to be deployed. And I'm very proud of what we accomplished over there as a unit.
Thank you for your service, and when we come back, we're going to find out more about Music Success, more about Scott's musical journey, and what Music Success, the organization, does to truly help first responders through the power of music. So stay with us here on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. You are hearing so many sounds of Summerfest because we are here live, but also that's Tucker Wetmore. He is headlining tonight at 10 on the T-Mobile stage for country music fans. And I have musicians here in the trailer with me. Just introduce
where?
You to
where?
Scott. Exactly.
Where
to Scott Savecko, who will be on stage with The Weary World twice. Tomorrow at 6 on the Music Success Whammy stage, and then on Saturday at 1 on the Generac stage. And Scott, you talked about kind of being folk music, and you're playing with other veterans, but mm-hmm. tell me where the name The Weary World came from.
Well, it came from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. In that movie, Charlie Bucket is with his everlasting gobstopper. And, at that moment, Charlie has to make a decision to be true to himself or to sell out. And keep the gobstopper. If he keeps the gobstopper, he's selling out. But if he gives it back to Willy Wonka, he'll be true to himself. And we try to be write original music. So the band, The Weary World, comes from that part where he goes, "So shines a good deed in a weary world."
What a beautiful inspiration. That was not what I expected to be an answer.
I did have a dream about being, what would your band be named? And I said, The Weary World. And The band liked that story, and they stuck with it.
Dude, seriously, you should have chosen the Gobstoppers.
Ooh, that is a good band. Well, you can always have a side. So many creators. Well, and Patrick Nedesheim, that is the voice you hear there, original founder of Guitars for Vets, and now has founded yet another benevolent organization called Music 6S.
Yes.
Music, the number 6 and the letter S.
The license plate version of success.
Ooh, that is good. But you yourself are a musician, and how many different bands are you participating in these days?
These days, I would say 3 different groups, and then I do some solo stuff as well.
I feel like that's natural for a lot of musicians and creators.
Yeah, you think you're going to make a better living if you get into more bands, but it still doesn't pan out.
To me, I thought it was more the opportunity to make different creations.
That too.
And the chemistry.
They're very
with
different.
Other musicians.
Each band has its own distinct.
Well,
sound.
Now that we know what Music 6S looks like on a license plate, Patrick, tell us what the organization is.
Yeah, well, we have a slogan: building music-inspired community to support humanity. And so, like in Guitars for Vets, we give free guitars and lessons to military vets that are living with the challenges of post-traumatic stress and other trauma. Where Music 6S is different, we have a larger tent, so to speak. Our focus is military veterans, but also first responders, which would include firefighters, military folks, because there's firefighters in the military, law enforcement, which also is in the military, and medical professionals, again, what Scott did in the military. But I'll tell you, I see our focus is on that, Sandy, because if somebody comes to our organization and they're struggling and they think that an instrument and lessons can help them, they can come in.
Because your real goal is to help people with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
Absolutely.
So you're saying that you could be someone who's not in those fields.
That's exactly
it. But we want to help you through creativity.
Yeah, it's you know, in Guitars for Vets, I coined the term the healing power of music in the hands of heroes. Now, most military vets don't consider themselves heroes. I consider Scott that, but he's a very humble man, and he's like, I'm doing my job. And that's what's so beautiful about that. But as a civilian, that's what I believe. But you know what? People, trauma is part of the human experience. And we were talking a little bit about this, Sandy, that the significance of this Saturday coming up is June 27th. June 27th is National PTSD Awareness Day. And also I made a comment that you don't see that listed in very many places. That's why we need to have this awareness.
I would say that to have the conversation, to have the discussion, and I would also think, Scott, from your experience when you were sharing how the band got together and then now it's 5 people playing together, and that music really is therapeutic and connective, and speaking that language when you wouldn't just sit around with your 4 buddies and talk necessarily.
Yeah, when you have PTSD-inducing jobs, you know, and veterans come home from overseas deployment, there's a lot of mess to clean up, I think, psychologically. And, you know, I worked at the VA Medical Center for most of my life, and that's been rewarding. But the VA is always going to try to give you prescriptions. And connecting to something is key for people, I think, with PTSD. Being part of a group, that's what Music 6S offers you, being part of a scene, being part of a group, giving you the resources. But playing guitar, it can be difficult. And the Music 6S process, you know, understands that, walks you through the process at your pace. And once you learn and can write your own songs or play songs that you connect to, you know, it's very, very helpful to me. Very therapeutic, if you will.
It warms my heart. When we come back, I want to talk more about why you wanted to volunteer, Scott. Mm-hmm. I think that's significant. Patrick, what the real need, how you came to start Music 6S. And then we're also going to have even more fun talking music, because I want to know who you want to see at Summerfest. So stay with us. He is Scott Civecco of The World Weary, also volunteer at Music 6S and veteran, and Patrick Nedesheim of Music 6S, founder of this wonderful organization. Stay with us here on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
And we're down, we go, go.
You are hearing music from an Icelandic band. They are called Kaleo, and they are on the stage at the Oasis tonight at 10:30. And I'm telling you, you come to Summerfest, you always bump into somebody you know. Phil Sklar from the National Bobblehead Museum just came by and said hi. Hey, and more bobblehead staff are here. It's an, I know, it is a staff outing. This is good. It brings people together. And I know that you just can't walk without seeing a friend. This is great. I am Sandy Maggs. There are more friends. Hey! Vince Vitrano, Alex Stroff, Ali Archambault, friends of Good Karma Brands, as you know. So thank you so much for tuning in. I am broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio, and my guests for just a couple of minutes before they get back to making music and making music matter. I have Scott Civecco, who is of the band The Weary World and also volunteering with Music Success, a wonderful organization, and the founder of Music Success, Patrick Nettesheim. So, Scott, I was going to say, you're also a volunteer at Music Success.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with Music Success, and why did you decide to volunteer?
Well, I started off, I was pretty connected to the Guitars for Vets organization. Patrick was the founder of that as well, and we had a presence here at Summerfest. They taught me how to play, and I just loved hanging out here at Summerfest. Then Patrick now has founded Music Success to include our police, first responders. And, you know, we have a physical store in New Berlin. And I'll just be honest, it's just an awesome place to hang out. That's a reason why. You know, you want to just hang around with like-minded people who love music, love to play. And we offer that. We offer it's a music store that is also a live music venue. And just to go in there for the night and hang out, listen to your friends play, and they support you, you support them. And, you know, most places of business, like, buy something and get out. That's a little bit of the attitude in there. But our store really has a welcoming environment, and I just love hanging out there. And, of course, here at Summerfest as well. What's more fun than spending your time down here at the world's largest music festival? And I get in here and get to interact with people and, you know, promote our message. So.
And, Patrick, how does that make you feel, knowing that that's what Scott gets out of volunteering?
That's amazing. That's what we call mission accomplished. And I'll tell you what's fun. Since we've been in here, you know, people are looking up at you because you're on air personality and a celebrity and all.
They're
and
like, who's in the box?
I just love pointing and smiling. And this dude comes by from Lakefront Brewery and gives us tokens for a pint of beer because I pointed and smiled. That's great stuff.
But you're making connections. So just tell me really briefly one story of why you decided that Music Success needed to be created.
Yes. Well, trauma is part of the human experience. And one of my frustrations with the last organization is that we were working with one demographic and one alone, and people from all over were reaching out. And I had to say no all the time. Sometimes you only get one opportunity when someone reaches out. We need to take that. I believe if you have the funds, the wherewithal to meet that need, you have a moral obligation to do that. And also, trauma is part of the human experience, and it's been part of my experience as well as a civilian. PTSD, the most cases are in the civilian population. It's just that when you're a vet and you're working with combat, you're highly likely to have that. This is the way we can address it. We can't cure it, but we can manage it, and we can have some fun while we're doing that.
And take away the stigma. Like you said, you may not have another chance to help somebody if Absolutely. They're reaching out at that time. And how can people help Music Success? If they're hearing this and they're like, I have a guitar that I haven't played in ages, which was me.
Yeah, okay, well, let's say first of all,
I got mine out of the basement and brought it to you. So
we have a donor right here.
I have a donor, but so people listening, how could they get involved with Music Success?
Go to music6s.com, and that'll tell you how to get involved. The economy is tough right now. Not everybody has money, but the way we've structured this, people have stuff. There's literally millions of instruments out there that are not being played. You donate them to us. We're a nonprofit. You get a donation receipt, I'll bring yours next time, Sandy.
But I think of that person on the other side, Scott, where you're like, and now I'm making my own music, and it started coming together because we were playing more and more, and it is not easy to learn the guitar, but once I did, now you can't put it down. So that gives me joy.
Once you get past those first couple of chords, you know, like the first time I played an A chord, like, well, this is impossible. But, you know, practice, you get better at it, where you just get the muscle memory, and once you can effectively transfer your chords, you can play real songs.
Thank you so much to both of you for all that you do with music success, and thank you for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your Summerfest, and everybody look for The Weary World on stage tomorrow at 6 at the Music Success Whammy stage, and Saturday at 1 on the Generac stage. Patrick Nedesheim and
okay, we're
Scott
doing this.
Svetko.
We're all Wisconsinites. Group hug.
Group hug. And now you will hear from Hank Azaria, who will be on stage Saturday here at Summerfest. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Elizabeth Lintonen.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Broadcasting live inside the Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin trailer right here on the lakefront path. Summerfest, and you are listening to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And you are hearing that pop sound of Louis Tomlinson, former member of One Direction. He's headlining tomorrow night on the BMO Pavilion stage at 10 o'clock. And are you a fan of The Simpsons TV show? An animated comedy that has shaped pop culture since the 1990s. That music makes me smile and think of a lot of jokes and a lot of characters from The Simpsons over the decade. What a stacked and talented, versatile voice actor cast they had. Well, the man who created the voices of Mo Sizlak, Police Chief Wiggum, the comic book guy, and dozens of other characters from The Simpsons will be here at Summerfest Saturday afternoon. Emmy Award-winning actor Hank Azaria is bringing a different voice to Summerfest. Azaria and his Easy Street Band now tour and play the music of Bruce Springsteen, even catching the attention of Bruce Springsteen himself, who has an opinion. Actor Hank Azaria joined Wisconsin's Morning News to talk with Vince Vitrano and Eric Bilstead about Bruce Springsteen, The Simpsons, and how an Al Pacino impression somehow helped create one of television's most famous cartoon voices.
Guess who's coming to Summerfest? Hold on. I'm not lying to anybody. So Bruce Springsteen is not coming to Summerfest, but the Easy Street Band is. Easy Street Band. And it's Hank Azaria instead of Bruce Springsteen. Does that name sound familiar to you?
If you don't know Hank, you'll know his work.
Hank Azaria, aside from being a singer of The Boss, is also an actor and a voice actor, and you've likely heard his voice before.
Hey, is there a Butts here? Seymour Butts.
That's right. Hank Azaria, the voice of many Simpsons characters, including bartender Mo Sizlak.
Mo. How do you like me? How do you like me? Mo. Why don't you like me? Nobody likes me.
Who else is he called? What about Amanda Hug and Kiss? Is she there?
That's one of those ones. Yep, I don't have it on
Amanda
me here.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Tons of voices for The Simpsons, and is coming to Summerfest June 27th, Uline Stage, to play this Bruce Springsteen show. It's something that he's been doing, and Hank Azaria joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Good morning, sir.
Good morning yourself. Thanks for having me.
So much to ask you about, but first, why The Boss? Why Bruce Springsteen?
Well, he's really the only rock star that I can imitate. That's the main thing.
Okay,
but
fair
enough. I've worshipped Bruce Springsteen. He's been my hero since I was about 12 years old. Growing up on the East Coast, it's kind of the law. You are exposed to Bruce Springsteen at a young age, and he enters most of our souls.
Well, and you guys must be pretty good, Hank, because I know members of the E Street Band have actually played with you. I mean, Max Weinberg, others, right?
Just Max.
Just Max?
Just Mighty Max Weinberg. Yeah.
That must have been amazing. Was he impressed with you all?
He was, and we were just getting started then. He might have been just being nice. I don't know. But we debuted this at I turned 60 a couple years ago. And we debuted this at my birthday party. I thought it might be fun to throw a reverse surprise party. Most of my friends are Springsteen fans, as I mentioned. And I told them all I had a Springsteen cover band coming, but I didn't tell them I'd been working for months to front it myself. And I'd known Max from Conan O'Brien days years ago. And he came to the party and he was kind enough to jump up and play a few songs with us.
So when you work on The Voice, are you trying to be exactly the same sound, same cadence? Because it sure sounds like it.
Yeah, no, I'm a mimic. That's how I started in this crazy business. And I've been imitating a lot of my voices began as a young man out of hero worship. Guys, I idolized. I really wanted to try to sound like them, and I found that I kind of could, so I kind of did. And Bruce was like the top of that list. There were others. Like, fun fact, I also loved Al Pacino growing up, but young Al, you know, higher voiced Al, Godfather Al. You know, I'm dying here. Everybody's coming down on me here. That Al. Now, fun fact, you take Al Pacino, young Al on one end, and Bruce Springsteen on the other end, right in the middle there. That's Motorbot.
There he is.
That's a mashup. Pacino and Springsteen. That makes Mo.
I can't believe we're having this conversation. Right. You know, I'll say, Hank, one of my favorite things to do is I do voices myself. Eric knows that. But so how would you describe your process? I've always said a voice imitation or an impression is like if you've ever had your caricature done by one of those drawing artists. They find that thing about you that maybe you got a big nose. Well, then your noise on the caricature drawing is giant.
Yeah.
When I do that, I try to find that one thing that's a telltale and really overemphasize that.
Yeah, some guys go about it that way. Dana Carvey, I think, most famously and successfully kind of finds a standout detail and riffs on it. I really I've always been able to mimic since I was a kid. I didn't know that everybody couldn't do it till I was like 11 or something. And I just always try to sound as exactly like the person that I'm trying to imitate as I can. And sometimes you fall short of that, but that creates an interesting character voice. You know, some of my voices on The Simpsons are just failed impressions that made their own kind of cool voice.
When did you realize that you could make a career out of that, out of using your voice as a tool?
Not until somebody offered me money to do it. I mean, I was about 22, 23 when I auditioned for The Simpsons. And started with the Mo voice there. And then it, you know, like they added one a week for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I think that I kind of wanted to be an actor separate from the voice thing. And The Simpsons job really married those two skills. And because I've been working on the show now for 38 years, it's really like a laboratory for a voice guy or a character actor. Every week you got to do 3, 4, 5 new voices. So it sort of kept it alive.
He is Hank Azaria, voice actor and full person actor, now lead singer of his own Bruce Springsteen tribute band that you can see here at Summerfest on Saturday. The second part of the chat is when we find out what Bruce Springsteen himself thinks of Hank's tribute performances and the unusual place Bruce saw Hank's performance. Keep it here on What's on Tap, live from Summerfest.
Yes, I should be. Good Lord, what is happening in there?
Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
That, of course, is Superintendent Chalmers from The Simpsons, one of many memorable voices created by Emmy Award-winning actor Hank Azaria. Hank Azaria will be here Saturday at Summerfest, where I am broadcasting right now in the Palo Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. In addition to bringing characters like Professor Frink and Mo Sizlak and Chief Wigman, Duffman, comic book guy to life for nearly 4 decades, Hank Azaria is bringing his Easy Street band to Summerfest on Saturday afternoon at 5:30. Actor Hank Azaria joined Wisconsin's Morning News to talk with Vince Vitrano and Eric Bilstad. And in this next part of the conversation, Hank Azaria talks about the lesson he learned from Leonard Nimoy and the bizarre moment Bruce Springsteen personally reached out to him with his review of the Easy Street band.
How often are you asked to do one of the voices just in the everyday, you know, you're out on the street? Is that a daily occurrence?
A comic book guy can answer that too many times. Too many times. No, I, you know, not that often, really. And I don't mind doing it. I love doing these voices, or I wouldn't do this, so it doesn't really bother me.
That I'm so happy to hear that. Because, right? You know, whatever it is that made someone famous, and Eric and I talk to a lot of performers in different walks, and some of them lean in and they love that, and some of them want to be disassociated with whatever right. that was. Like, I'm so tired of talking about this. I'd like to talk about my theater work.
I understand that. I've been through both of that. You know what my favorite example of that is? Remember Leonard Nimoy, who played Mr. Spock on the original Star
yes,
Trek series?
Yeah.
So he was really, at a certain point, bummed out about being only known as Mr. Spock. And he wrote a book called I Am Not Spock. And then towards the end of his life, he sort of realized that he was very grateful for the joy that he brought people with that character, and that it meant so much to people. And he wrote a second book called I Am Spock. And I really relate to that. I understand how you can, as an actor, get bummed out about feeling typecast or known for one thing. And then I also understand being grateful that you touched anybody and that you were lucky enough right. to do anything that people liked.
I think for Nimoy, I'm sorry, dude, you're Spock. I don't know what you want me to tell you, right?
Well, he accepted it. Yeah. But, you know, he accepted it.
Hank Azaria joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. His Bruce Springsteen band is coming to Summerfest. You've never been to Summerfest, have you?
Never been to Milwaukee or Summerfest, no. I can't believe I think I've been to every other city in the United States of America, but somehow I missed Milwaukee.
What's fascinating about Summerfest, though, and hopefully you get to enjoy it like this. Obviously, when you tour as much as you do and do these types of things, maybe it's too much energy, but it's all of these bands, all of these headliners, like literally stacked up next to each other on all these stages.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've only been at this a couple of years. It really was a lark for my birthday. And then, you know, all our net proceeds go to charity. And we raised a lot of money on the night of my birthday, and I loved it. So I was like, why not keep doing this? And now, like, I'm obsessed with, as a mimic, as a professional voice guy, I'm now obsessed with making this sound as much like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band as I can. And our band, they're great musicians. And we've all been doing this together since the start of this. And so I've only played a couple of festivals. I'm really looking forward to this whole, we're playing a bunch this summer. I'm looking forward to that experience.
Hank Azaria is with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Glad you brought up the foundation, Hank. Wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that, your 4-9 foundation. I think what's fascinating about it is you're kind of a fundraising engine, but you don't do the programming. You just spit that money back out into other important causes.
Yeah, you know, giving has been, especially to education, has been a big part of my life for about 30 years now. And then eventually I was like, let me just form a foundation, because then the money's just set aside for that. And then you can decide it, you know, you raise a certain amount of money, then you can decide where you want to give it in the course of the year. It's really gratifying. And yeah, I love raising money for the kids.
Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band coming to Summerfest. Hey, we should ask you, what does the boss think? What has Bruce Springsteen said about this?
This is a crazy story. A friend of my son's 16, one of the dads I got friendly with at school. He's an oral surgeon here in New York in Manhattan. And one day he's calling me on my cell phone. I'm on a plane. I can't answer. And then he sends me this video text of him from his office, you know, with a mask on, about to do some oral surgery. I'm like, why is Jason sending me videos of himself from his office? And the camera pans over, and it's Bruce Springsteen saying, hey, it's Bruce Springsteen. I'm sitting here with a terrible toothache, but while I have a terrible toothache, I was fabulously entertained by your version of Prove It All Night, which I gotta say, you do a pretty darn good job of it, and that band is amazing. So I start to cry on this airplane and scream a little bit, and everybody thought I was out of my mind.
Well, congratulations on the success. Welcome to Milwaukee when you get here. It's so great to talk to you. Appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes.
Yeah, come check us out. If you're Springsteen fans, come see us. Let me know how much you think we sound like the boss.
Hank Azaria on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
June 27th, Summerfest. Hank Azaria and the E Street Band.
That is Saturday at 5:30 on the U-Line stage, one of the most unique bookings of Summerfest I've ever heard, and I expect that stage is going to be packed with both fans of Springsteen and The Simpsons. Next Summerfest suggestions from one of my Good Karma Brands teammates who is ready to rock, ready to sway with some Wisconsin-connected country music and turn up the temperature this weekend. Next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
Hanging out with me here as I broadcast live from Summerfest at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio. You are hearing Lizzie from Hailstorm. They are headlining on the Uline Warehouse stage tonight at 9:30. And music brings people together. It's such a fun topic of conversation. I was chatting in the office with one of my Good Karma Brands teammates. Her name is Samantha. And right now she shares her variety of Summerfest choices this weekend and next weekend.
My name is Sam Dunn with Good Karma Brands. My big three that I'm looking forward to. Number one is going to have to be Gene Simmons' band. I saw him play at Pottawatomie Rock and Brews a couple years back, and it was the best thing in the world. I'm a huge Kiss fan. I've seen them 5 times in 25 years. You can expect me to be there early to get a front row seat. I may even have to paint my face in his honor for being the demon they call him back in Kiss. Might need to also show him a Kiss tattoo. We'll have to see. Number two is going to have to be Russell Dickerson. I've seen him several times, and he always puts on a good show. His wife is actually a Wisconsin native, so he always makes the concerts here feel a bit more personal. Plus, it's country in the summer. You can't go wrong there, right? Last but not least, Sean Paul. It takes me back to the early 2000s when they made the Now CDs. Looking forward to seeing him and Flo Rida. Very excited. Can't wait to have a dance party with it.
She is Samantha Dunn, one of my Good Karma Brands teammates, and her wide variety of musical choices. Flo Rida, July 3rd. Sean Paul, July 2nd. Russell Dickerson this Saturday on the BMO Pavilion at 10 o'clock. And Gene Simmons Band, July 3rd. Summerfest.com or the Summerfest app is going to get you all those schedules. Thank you very much to Major Goolsby's for feeding us tonight. A good old cheeseburger does this girl really well. And thank you to Isaac Marquardt back at the studio. Also, Naya and Max for helping keep all the technology going. And thank you for listening to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. I am Sandy Max. Hope to see you here at Summerfest.